Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Battle Rap Arena with Hip Hop Psycho Jesse Reekin. What's good, son?
Chilling, man. Been doing freaking security. Shit is killing my feet, yo. Freaking.
Yeah.
So, man. I was at True Religion at the mall the other day. This guy came in with his girl. He's like, "You look like Jesse Reekin." I said, "I am." He said, "Oh, what up, Reekin?" So, man, you was just telling me about, like, these cards, man. Freaking the King of the Dot cards. So they got a card this weekend, right? King of the Dot?
Yeah, out in L.A. Back to the Basics. Let's see, April 18th. You know, I'm at a spot called, what's this, House of the Gods, Los Angeles, California. They got a event coming up this weekend. It's going to be on pay-per-view, you know, so people will be able to purchase it, watch it live. I think they just dropped a video not too long ago talking about it. I got the whole card here. You want to run it down and see?
Do you want to run it down, or do you want to say the whole card and then we'll run it down?
So you got Danny Myers versus Cali Smooth. Stretch Menace versus Reverse Live, Megadeth versus Mad Flex, Peanut versus XL, Fredo versus Enigma, Remy D versus Psychosis, Head Ice versus KG the Poet,
okay,
John the Don versus Kid Twist. And the main event is going to be Rome versus The Source. All this is going down.
I'm not a really big fan of that card right now, but there is some dope battles in there.
It's a decent card. It's a decent card. It's not the killer card they got coming up, though. It's not the killer one. The killer one is going to be the one next month.
Right.
Up in Boston.
Let's finish this one real quick. Is there any battles that you like from this one? Cali Smooth, they like twerked on him, right? That's Cali Smooth? I don't know.
Don't get me in line, bro. But Danny Myers usually always puts up a good performance, so, you know, I'm expecting Danny to show up, especially him being in L.A. And ain't this his first battle after that whole Rex incident?
Yeah, he was supposed to face Rex. I wonder what happened with that. I never heard that they faced each other, right?
I don't know what's going on with that whole scenario, but I believe this is the first battle he's had since that happened. So, actually, I'm surprised that Cali Smooth doesn't even mention it in the battle.
Yeah, I'm pretty
surprised.
Sure.
It'll be nice to see Remy D back on stage.
Peanut is nice. He battled Hollow on Bad Blood. I mean Hollow. Fucking bugging. He battled DNA at Bad Blood years ago. And he had this Biggie line that was it was something like, you know, "I'll fly you out to Cali and kill you just like we did Biggie." So in New York he said this. But that shit was so dope. Peanut is nice, man. Don't sleep on Peanut.
You got Head Ice versus KG the Poet. That's
a good one.
That's not the matchup I would like to see for either one of them, but it you know, I like both of them, so that could potentially be a really good battle. John versus Kid Twist. That got potential to be decent. And Ronan Thesaurus, I'm expecting that to be entertaining. So, I mean, like I said,
they're all entertaining.
It's a decent card. It's not a killer card.
I'll be honest. I wouldn't be trying to spend more than $20 at the door for that card. And that's just the truth.
It's, like I said, it's not a killer card, but it's something decent to put out there. The one that's going to be the killer card is next month up in Boston.
All right, so tell us those matchups.
Let's see, you got 40 Bars versus DNA. Just to see, I'm real interested in seeing how that goes down. DNA versus Dirtbag Dan. He's going to be battling him too, same night. So DNA got
Yeah, he's battling twice.
He's battling Dirtbag Dan also, which is also crazy that he's battling two people the same night. I'll feel insulted if I was Dirtbag Dan, to be honest with you. Just the fact that DNA feel like he can battle a chick and battle him and get it off. But anyway, let's go. We finally get to see Big K versus Ill Will. Finally. That's going to be crazy. Let's see. Then you got XL is going to be battling Danny Myers. Rome versus Goods, which is going to be interesting, to say the least. That's going to be an interesting battle. Shadi Har versus Arsenal rematch. Me personally, I would have been okay with if they had just left this one alone. Like, I'm not too excited about seeing them battle again, being that they already had a classic, because their first battle was a classic. I would have just liked to just leave it at that. But then you got Passwords versus Charlie Clips. Then you got Pat
Wow,
Stays.
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, Pass versus Charlie Clips is crazy, right? Like, yeah.
That's a good one.
Then you got Pat Stay making his American appearance over here about the battle Calico. And then for the main event, you got Conceited versus Chilla Jones.
That's a crazy-ass card, man.
That card is crazy. Now, that one got it. That's a crazy lineup.
I feel at this point, Paste is my favorite.
in any league?
Yeah.
Over Rex?
Well, Rex has been disappointing me of late, man. I mean, this hasn't been the same Rex. I mean, no shows for a battle against Danny. My bad. He got arrested. Quote, unquote.
Wait,
he got
wait,
killed
this
by Clips.
Sorry, this is oh my goodness. This is
a story. Don't make this a clip, man. Don't get me clicked.
Hold up, wait. This is historic right here. Jesse Rieke is on Battle Rap Arena live on air saying that Rex is no longer his favorite MC and Pat Stay done took his spot. That's what you're saying right now.
Yeah, at this point, yeah. Like, but I, you know, I said, man, Rex got killed by Clips. No show the Danny battle. I mean, we haven't seen that. I mean, the Total Slaughter shit really did save him for 2014 because he killed that Total Slaughter event. And then after that, it was just like, after that and even before it, I mean, you have a 2-minute battle rounds with Cortez, which I refuse to even judge because it was just a bad battle. And then he has a Shotgun Shug, and then he's doing the mixtape shit again. I mean, it's not like Rex didn't have a great run and he wasn't holding down battle rap at one point. But, I mean, all good things must come to an end, man. Maybe Rex needs to, like, chill out for a little bit.
Wow. This is historic. This is news right here. Wow. Jesse Regan says, motherfucking Rex is not his favorite MC. I can't believe I'm hearing this.
I already know what's going to happen, man. This is going to be a YouTube clip, and you're going to get me kicked out of Dot Mouth. Let me know what the title's going to be. Because I don't title it something like Jesse Rieken says fuck Rex. Don't do that.
Nah, I would. That would be funny, but nah, I wouldn't do that, nah. Because I can hear you backtracking on that shit hard as hell. Like, no. That was psycho with the you told me you would blame that shit on me quick as hell.
I never said that.
Man,
it's just, you know, it is what it is. But wait. We're tracking away from what the conversation was. which was the Boston card.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, I think Pat Stay should win that battle. Should be Calico. I love that matchup, though.
Yeah, yeah, I like the matchup. I like the matchup. That's a good matchup for Pat Stay for his first
Conceited
battle out
versus
here.
Chilla Jones. I like that too. I like it.
I do too.
I think the only bad matchups in there was DNA is faced with two people. I'm really not interested in seeing DNA go against. Like DNA versus Durbat, DNA versus 40. Like I don't know.
Well, 40 bars is interesting. Him and Dirtbag Dan feel like that should have happened on Grind Time a while back. Like, I'm really not too interested
right.
in seeing them two battle right now. Like I said, if I was Dirtbag Dan, I would feel like that's a play out because it actually is a play out because DNA would not battle Hollow the Don and 40 bars on the same night. DNA would not battle. He wouldn't battle motherfucking. It's a whole bunch of people I can. He wouldn't battle Wavy and 40 bars on the same night. But just the fact that he feels like he can battle Dirtbag Dan and with the same night he's battling 40 bars, that's a complete play out. Like, that's a smack in the face if I was Dirtbag Dan. Dirtbag Dan has to win that battle. If he doesn't win that battle, yeah, it's just not going to be a good look. It's just not going to be because, like, you're battling a dude that already took a battle on. Even though it was a girl, it's a girl that does have bars, and he got to take her a little bit serious or else he's going because he ain't going to want to lose to her. So you know he's going to take her semi-serious, and so that means he's pretty much not taking you serious. So,
right.
Yeah, he's going to have to – yeah, that's a play out. Maybe I'm the only one who see it that way, but yeah, I'm sorry, but that's the play out.
Nah, yeah, man. I don't know. I don't see that. I don't see those matches. I mean, the card is dope, though. Don't get me wrong. I love the Roan versus Goods. I feel like Roan could say everything that people dislike about Goods, but actually get away with it. Because it's not like a street, it's not another street dude saying it that may even be dirtier than him. Like, oh, like Adi said, this is the clean. Like, you know, Roan has his own different kind of frat boy swag, you know?
Yeah.
Where, I mean, if Goods tries to style on him, you know what I mean? It won't work because it, like, Roan, that's not the kind of style Roan is anyway. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
That's an interesting battle because, like, it's just – I'm interested to see what Goods is going to be able to say to Rome.
That's what I'm saying. How's he going to style on – unless he does the you know, this is – oh, I'm sorry.
Hello? Jesse.
I apologize. Train passing through, man. Unless he does the typical angle that's usually done in those kind of battles, you know, this is our sport. Give it back, you know, white boy. Unless he goes that route, I really
but
don't
he's
see
have
what
to do something along those lines. If he's going to be like, you know, if he's going to cater his bars towards him, he's going to be some of that. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, you know, so I don't know. I'm interested. It definitely could be entertaining because they both entertaining MCs. So, I'm interested to see how that battle goes down.
Right. We don't have Zilla on the phone, right?
No. We don't have Zilla there.
Okay, that Rome versus Good. I'm missing a couple other ones. What else was said?
What'd you say?
What are the battles? We talked about DNAs. We talked about Past Day.
Charlie,
we talked about
Passwords.
Oh, I love that.
I love that battle.
You know one thing I will give you credit for? Like, I don't think you're the hugest grind time fan. But you always like, yo, Pass is nice. Pass is up there with one of the, like, the best that you are out. You always said that. And there's other people I talk to that don't give passwords no credit, you know? So
I like that. I like that. Pass is he's an old soul. He loves his hip hop shit, and like he's hip hop, like so I fucks with him, you know what I'm saying? Like he's an old school style MC and shit.
You know the whole story about Pass, right? There's a Fresh Coast documentary about, like, it's with all the grind time heads. They were all the same dudes that used to battle at Scribble and
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, that's why he got an old school MC style with him, like, that you know what I'm saying?
But what I was going to finish about that is, so there's a Fresh Coast documentary about all of them, like Lush, Awkward, you know, Disaster. And Pass was the youngest. Pass was like he was like 15 and hanging out with these 20-year-olds, and he was eating them. Yeah, so that's where, like, you know, where he might get a little bit of that from too, you know, like just being the youngest, killing all these older cats, you know?
Yeah, but like, not, I fucks with Pass. Like, I always wanted to see him come on the URL stage. I thought he was built for the URL stage. Like whenever we talked about people from over there that can come over here and transition well and actually, you know, become a name, like, you know, like build a bigger brand for themselves, like, he was always the first person on my list.
Well, I'm going to say this, too. I don't think URL stage is always the most fair, neither, on choosing on who they choose.
Would you say you don't think what?
URL is the most fair on who they choose to go.
It's a lot of politics.
But
a lot of politics.
I said they aren't the most fair, by the way. I said they aren't. I didn't say they are the most fair.
I know. That's what I said. It's a lot of politics. I'm agreeing with you. I'm saying, there's a lot of politics going on. Like, it's certain people that get battles over there that probably, you know, shouldn't be getting battles over other certain people over there because of, you know, it based off of, you know, the politics. And, you know, I'm not trying to throw motherfuckers on the bus, but that's just what it is. Like, that's why certain battles don't drop, because people don't like certain people as individuals, whatever the case may be. And,
well, you know, I mean, I'm sure that's how it is everywhere. I mean, look at the bullshit Don't Flop is going through, you know, and King of the God, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm not even, it's battle rap as a whole, but, you know, I don't think all leagues worry about the personal too much. Like the whole personal shit and business doesn't mix. Like, you can't, like, when you're doing business, you can't take shit personal, and it's business. You know what I'm saying? Like what's going to make for the best battles? What's going to get the fans what they will most like them classic, anything else? Just because it's on a certain stage doesn't automatically mean it's going to be a classic. Like, it's about matchups and timing of the matchups. Certain matchups take too long to happen because of the bullshit, and then by the time it happens, it's lackluster. Like, that B-Magic conceded battle should have been way better than it was. It wasn't a bad battle, but should have been way better because it didn't happen 2 years too late. You know what I'm saying?
Well, a lot of that, too, is the case with the artists, too, man. You know, the artist.
This is also it's not always the league. Sometimes it's the MCs, and sure that's one battle I don't think URL would have backed out of if motherfuckers would have wanted to do it.
No, I actually
that was more.
I know a little bit about that battle, and, you know, I think conceded. I wouldn't say necessarily ducking.
Because he didn't want the battle. Because he didn't want the battle
want
for a long time.
Wanted to do while he was doing Wild and Out and shit. You know what I mean? So
yeah, he did. I mean, let's just be real. He probably saw B-Magic as a bit of a threat, and he didn't want to lose what he got to a motherfucker who, to a young gun that was on fire at the time. You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah, he just, yeah. Even though it would have been the best thing for both, I think it would have been best for both if that battle happened 2 years ago. But that battle ended up happening too late. This Big K Ill Will battle is taking took a long time to go down. It is finally going down.
Rex Cortez took a long time.
That battle was like 4 years too late.
Yo, didn't Ill Will argue on our show? What is it now? Like 2 years ago, that's when the argument first started, right?
Him and Big K was supposed to battle 2 years ago.
No,
him
but
Big K was about 2 years ago.
When did that argument start? It was on our show over something, right? Big K
was over them battling. It was over them battling or whatever. Like it was like I said, it's just battle supposed to happen like 2 years ago. Like 2 years ago, and it never did. Yeah. So.
And what I do respect about Big K is that he's one of the only ones that wasn't like. And I'm not saying there's a bad choice if you do, but like. He was like, man, you know, if URL contacts me, they contact me. I'm doing my own thing. And he wasn't trying to play no politics, you know?
And he wasn't down with the politics, and that's why you haven't seen Big K on the URL stage in a while. Because, like I said, again, like sometimes it wears on people, man. Sometimes it just wears on people. And I don't, and it's just, like you said, it's not just URL, it's just, you know, we just know a little bit more about the whole URL situation because of our affiliations with them, but it's every league to a certain degree. But
right.
You know what? I can't even really say that because, like UW, like Arsenal and everything, like, Arsenal don't take shit personal when it comes to business. Arsenal
let me say this. I haven't heard no problems with them, but. You know, their last event wasn't exactly well attended.
They still building the brand. They don't have that huge brand where they can just, you know, slap a flyer out one day and say, you know, like today and be like, yo, we got a surprise event coming up this weekend, and then have, you know, a bunch of motherfuckers come and attend. They brand ain't built like that. So like,
right, because I mean, like, you know, they like. The Mayweather-Pacquiao fight, they took that.
But I'm not talking about who's making more money. Obviously, URL is bigger and they're making more money, but I'm talking about
I'm saying you dumb. They took the.
I'm just talking about the politics. Like, people, like, I don't see them playing politics over there. From what I've seen,
right.
I just don't see, like it's business. You know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, motherfuckers, you know, like, Arsenal might not like a motherfucker, but he'll still book him for his event. You feel me? It's business at the end of the day. You know what I'm saying?
All
it's
right.
Not personal.
Arsenal too, man. Arsh versus Shadi Hara. Yeah, I'm not a big fan of this rematch. And the reason why I say that is because the first was such a classic. Like, what more do they have to say to each other? Like,
yeah, that's what I was saying when I first. Yeah, like when we first talked about it, like. I'm just like, this isn't the rematch I wanted to see Arsenal have. I think everybody wanted to see Arsenal and Hollow. Everybody, that's the rematch everybody wanted to see. People didn't want, like.
And
like,
I think Arsenal is playing mind games with people too. Like, you know, it's the one you want to see. You know?
Yeah, well, you know, that's Arsenal doing his job, selling the tickets or whatever. I'm not mad at him for that. You know what I'm saying? That's what he's supposed to do. Arsenal's the heel. The heel's job is to get the fans in the seats.
Right.
And that's what he's good at doing that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not mad at him for doing that. That's what he do. It's just, but nah, it actually wasn't the one that everybody wanted to see. Everybody wanted to see the rematch with him and Hollow because, you know, people feel like that battle was left, it was things left undone in that battle. You know what I'm saying? It was short battle. And Hollow obviously said he wasn't prepared and everything else.
I like the Fight Club politics. I think, you know, Hollow said a story as where he said, you know, Arsenal was told who he was going against, where they switched Hollow's last minute kind of shit. Yeah.
Yeah, like it was a whole bunch of he said, she said, this happened, that happened, everything else. So that's the one everybody really wants to see because it feels like shit was left undone, even though they battled already. But like the Shoddy Horror Arsenal battle, it felt like everything that needed to be said was said, and it was a classic, and it should have just been left at that. Like when you want to see rematches, most of the time it's between people that shit left undone, like Hollow and Verb. I want to see Hollow and Verb with a rematch because I feel like everything wasn't like left on the table when they battled. Like they left me wanting more, so I wanted to see them battle again.
Well, the thing with that battle too is there's still one round to be had in that battle. You know?
Yeah, exactly. That's my point. Mm-hmm. It was still shit left to be said. So it's like stuff like that is what I want to see a rematch. Like I don't want to see Chilla Jones and I love that Chilla Jones JC battle. I never want to see him battle again though. I never want to see him battle again. I want that to be the only time he battled.
I think I'm the only person on earth that didn't love that battle. It was a good battle.
Because it didn't have the glitz and glamour. It wasn't a glitz and glamour battle. So if you like the whole glitz and glamour, no, you're not going to like that battle. Because that battle was all about bars. And you get, yeah.
The Move versus J Mills have the glitz and glamour? Yeah,
Jesse, you're biased towards DVD. Jesse, you're biased towards the DVDs. I'm not about to have this conversation. You always bring up the DVDs. You always bring up the DVDs and you're biased towards the DVDs.
When it first came out, it's not like years later I was like, oh, yeah, this battle was dope. I used to watch that battle every day. So, no,
you didn't, Jesse. No, you didn't. You're a liar. You're a liar. You told me it was boring the first time you watched it. You said this battle was just all right. And you didn't watch that battle over and over. No, you didn't. Which battle are you talking about?
J Mills versus Mook.
Oh, J Mills versus Mook. Like I said, Jesse, why do you keep bringing up the DVD days, Jesse? You biased towards that.
No, I'm saying I watched it over and over when it first came.
Jesse, there was no glitz and glamour when they was battling. There was no glitz and glamour. It was no motherfucking venues holding thousands of people with motherfucking cameras all over the fucking place. It was no glitz and glamour back then. That's all you had. That's all you had. It was either watch that or listen to the radio or mixtape or something. That's all you had, Jesse. That's all you had. So that's a horrible comparison. This is why you're biased towards the DVD motherfuckers. Anybody who battled in the DVD days, you give them extra props. Like they get extra brownie points to you. That's because back then that's all you had.
I was gonna tell you this too. I was speaking to one of my boys. We haven't seen each other in ages. Well, I mean, we saw each other recently. Like he's a big Arsenal fan. But before that, like, we hadn't seen each other in, like, 14 years. And like, you know, he contacted me on Facebook. He's like, oh, yeah. He's like, oh, you doing battle? He's like, yo, you've always liked battle rap, though. He was like, remember you always used to talk about Jin? I was like, yo, I need you to back me up, man. Let these people know I used to watch battle rap like crazy, man.
Jesse, where are you going with this story?
No, that was it. That I, you know, I watched
like, battle. Like, what does that have to do with? What does that have to do with what we was just talking about? Nothing. Nobody ever questioned whether or not you watched battle rap back then, Jesse. Did I say you didn't watch battle rap back then?
No, but you're saying that.
Nobody questioned that.
Okay.
Nobody's questioning that. You don't even know what we was just talking about anymore because you just drifted off into some old. You went to the DVD days and you just started reminiscing. You just went way off topic. I don't even know what we was talking about anymore.
We were talking about JC Chilla.
We was talking about rematches and everything else. And somehow another
rematches,
from rematches
okay.
to Jin, to you watching Jin and everything else. I don't understand how that even came up. But, yeah, we was talking about rematches. And what rematches people would like to see. And like I said, I don't think this was the rematch that most people wanted to see as far as Arsenal goes. It's only one name that really pops up when you think about Arsenal rematch, right, that I would like to see, and that would be that one. I wouldn't mind seeing them battle Hitman either because I didn't like how that battle went down.
Shoddy Horror is dope, man. Shoddy Horror is dope.
Yeah, Shoddy is real dope. Shoddy's real dope. Yeah, Jesse, you got anything else you want to say before we get out of here, son?
Nah, man. Yo, Battle Rap Arena, yo. Just follow us on Twitter and our YouTube channel. Yo, Psycho, fuck you if you're going to put up that wreck shit right now. Because yeah, I know that's what you're planning on.
Yeah, you already know.
Careful yeah, how you man. Title that shit.
Battle Rap Arena, check us out Thursday. Thank y'all guys for listening. We out.
One.